Good afternoon, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Florida added another 135 COVID-19 deaths in the last day and more than 11,300 new positive cases of coronavirus. The Tampa Bay Times reports that in Hillsborough County alone, there were 900 new cases. Tampa Mayor Jane Castor says that Raymond James Stadium and Lee Davis Neighborhood Services Center on 22nd Street might be vaccine distribution sites. A senior manager with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has told congressional investigators she was ordered to delete an email that suggested attempted political interference by the Trump administration in coronavirus reports to the public. Democratic Congressmember James Clyburn released a partial transcript today and said the testimony of Dr. Charlotte Kent raises serious concern about what may be deliberate efforts by the Trump administration to conceal and destroy evidence that senior political appointees interfered with career officials' response to the coronavirus crisis. Kent testified that she believed CDC Director Robert Redfield ordered the email deletion. Redfield says he instructed his staff to ignore the email. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is hitting the brakes for now on an emerging COVID-19 aid package. The Republican leader conveyed to negotiators that GOP senators will not support a slimmed-down liability shield for companies from virus-related lawsuits in exchange for adding $160 billion for cash-strapped states and cities that Democrats want. The city of Tampa says its water no longer needs to be boiled before drinking. A water main break was repaired yesterday. After testing this morning, the city declared the water safe to drink. The ocean got a little quieter this year, and that's good news for whales and other marine life. Jenny Stoletovich reports the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said yesterday that early studies show the COVID-19 shutdown reduced the industrial noise that pollutes the oceans.
This is the sound of a seismic air gun. It's just one of the many ways we humans make the ocean a noisy place, and that can harm whales, dolphins, and other marine life. Noise in oceans has worsened over the last two centuries as the world industrialized and mechanized.
Prior to the pandemic, Glacier Bay hosted over 600,000 park visitors per year, most of those on cruise ships. And 2020 presented a unique opportunity because the cruise ships and tour boats were absent.
Chris Gabriel is a biologist at Alaska's Glacier Bay National Park. During the pandemic, she says the bay has been about half as loud as usual. The bay's humpback whales, meanwhile, have appeared to flourish.
We saw them out in the middle of the channels, taking naps, socializing, feeding with others. I heard a lot of long exchanges between whales, including what I think may have been a mother and calf. It's like this horrible pandemic confined us humans into really small spaces, but gave the whales back a lot of room to roam, both physically and acoustically.
Over the next year, Gabriel and other scientists plan to expand their research to see how marine life in other places reacted to the slowdown. Their findings could lead to ways to make ships less noisy and make the ocean a quieter place once again. I'm Jenny Stoletovich in Miami.
Here's the weather tonight, mostly clear, overnight lows in the low 50s, tomorrow 75 and sunny. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on the WMNF app and on WMNF.org.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture. What is it and why does it matter? Created in 1862 by Abraham Lincoln to be what he called the People's Department, today, this little-known agency has enormous tools and resources to restore fairness and opportunity across America's countryside. It has major anti-monopoly authority, controls huge rural development and housing programs, runs food stamps, school lunch, and other nutrition programs, has responsibility for pesticide regulations, directs the Forest Service and numerous other environmental programs, has sweeping civil and labor rights responsibilities, wields a $151 billion annual budget, has 100,000 employees and an office in every county in America. And, most powerfully, the Secretary has broad authority to be a national advocate for the people against the corporate plutocracy now controlling policy. Ag Secretary is a big office, but tools only work if you use them. President-elect Biden rightly promised to restore trust that our national government will serve the public interest rather than continuing policies that abet oligarchic power and increase inequality. Here is a clear test to that promise. Instead of recycling another old-line agribusiness acolyte into USDA, Biden must be pushed to make a progressive choice for Secretary of Agriculture, someone unencumbered by financial or political ties to the status quo, willing to practice what Representative John Lewis called getting into good trouble, necessary trouble. This is Jim Hightower saying, at minimum, the next Secretary of Agriculture should pledge to rally family farmers, workers, consumers, rural communities, and urban neighborhoods in a common effort to break the corporate stranglehold and turn USDA into the People's Department again.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit HightowerLowdown.org.